Very lovely to see you and to be with you. And it's very lovely to be that which we are is so sweet, is so tender. We are one in truth, one in love, one in reality. And when I am hurt, you are hurt. When you are hurt, I am hurt. Like one body. Whatever happens to you is happening to me. Whatever is happening to me is happening to you. That is the deepest meaning of being. It is not the surface impression. It is much deeper than that. And when I don't recognize you as myself, I do not recognize myself. In my recognition of myself, I recognize you as myself. That is the truth. So when I contemplate my true nature, I go beyond the labels. I go beyond thought, beyond the form. And I recognize the formless. And in this recognition, is the love, the beauty, the freedom. Then I open myself. This openness is the recognition that I, awareness, is the borderless. A formless reality, the one reality. the gateless gate. The unborn. The unmanifest. The I. Which effortlessly manifests as all manifestation. All heartbeats are the heartbeat of the unmanifest. It is the unmanifest that beats all hearts, that energizes all bodies and all minds. So in this moment, I am this openness. I am this presence which you are. There may be sensations appearing, thoughts, images. They appear in that borderless awareness. Nothing is at stake when it comes to reality, when it comes to that which I am, that which you are. Nothing is at stake. We know that deeply in the depth of our being. We know that. And sometimes we don't trust our deep intuition. And yet, how lovely it is to recognize myself in this moment as this formless reality. You don't need to identify in any way whatsoever. Yes, there is a world that appears to you. There is a body that appears to you. There are thoughts that appear to you. But you don't need to define yourself. You don't need to identify yourself in any way. You don't need to worry about the past. Or be concerned about the future. You don't need to make your happiness captive to the process of thinking or feeling. Simply allow yourself to be this formless self, the eternity of being, this infinite presence. Without giving it a name, without giving it a shape, without giving it a location, without giving it any qualifications. Because that which you are is already perfect and complete. The freedom of being so simple, so available. Borderless. We are like the ocean. All the waves and all the currents of the ocean, they are my very being. What is happening to you out there supposedly is happening right here in the intimacy of being. There is no separate self or the separate existence outside of your very being. One reality. All our struggles have a message in them, the message from God. Everything that unfolds in our life is a message from God. It is telling us something. It's for us to listen openly, to reflect, rather than taking any side or blaming something or blaming somebody. We can look deeply within our being, because we have the gift from God, from the Absolute, the gift of contemplation, of reflection, the gift of love, to look and to listen, to forgive. To be not knowing, because the mind repeats itself like an old broken record. It repeats the past. It repeats old stale stories about me, about him, about her, about them, about us. Fairy tales with a good witch and a bad witch. But we have available to us that which is, that which we are, this aware presence. The love, the intelligence, the wisdom. I do not separate you from myself. I do not make you my enemy. I do not project you as an object of my fears and my worries. Rather, I recognize you as my very self. I look at you and I see myself. Our fears are a figment of our imagination. Mind projections the good, the bad, the evil. Do not exist in God's kingdom. They exist in your mind as stories. Which you love. You love the stories of your mind. You create them and you watch them and you rerun them and you complain about them. While they are your creation, you maintain them. And you reject them. You being consciousness, the greatest suffering and fear is believing yourself to exist in time and space, to be a man, a woman, a person that is born and will die. Greatest fear is the fear of death, not the death of the body, but your death, the death of I. You don't understand that. I is not a phenomenal event that is born and can die. I is a reality. Whatever it is that right now hears these words, it's not a woman or a man. It's one reality. Whatever it is, I know it as I. So freedom from fear comes with your understanding about your true self, about the true I, about that which you truly are. Free yourself from the belief to be a person, to be a body-mind. You are not a body-mind. The body-mind appears to you. Appears to you as thought, as sensation. Appears to you as images. You are not that which appears to you. No matter how convincing what appears to you may be, whenever you notice the fear, you can take a look at the process behind this fear is the belief that I am a person. I, consciousness, I'm a person. So you can understand the process. You are that which perceives. You're not the instrument, the instrument. Via which you perceive. All your fears are about me, me. What is that? What is that, me? But a figment of your imagination. The end of sorrow. Is via your understanding about your true self, about the universal self, about the only self there is. Okay, so if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore, again, make sure you unmute yourself. It'd be lovely to see you. So any questions?